never thought Mrs. Bennett could get saved, but she actually listened to us talk about Jesus today.
She listened to you because you were her friend first, and she trusted you. Way to go. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. I'm so glad that you're here today. When I was a kid, my family prayed that my Uncle Tim would become a Christian. Years and years went by, and it seemed like the more we prayed, the more Uncle Tim said he would never believe in God. I started to think it was useless. Then, last year, my uncle sent me an incredible letter telling me that he had accepted Jesus as his Savior. I almost fell off my chair. If someone you care about needs to know Jesus, don't stop praying for them. God knows that you care about them, and he might just answer that prayer the way he did for me. Let's listen to our story now. It's entitled The Hopeless Case, Part 2. Tessa decided to go with her mother to visit their elderly neighbor a second time, and several times after that. "Don't you think we might as well give up?" Tessa asked at last. "I don't think Mrs. Bennett will ever have any interest in God." "Don't forget, being a friend is a long-term commitment," said Mom. "Let's not give up." Tessa sighed, but she continued to go along when her mother went to visit Mrs. Bennett. One day, Tessa was surprised to hear Mrs. Bennett ask, "Why do you keep coming to see me? My own children hardly ever come to visit me." "We care about you," Mom replied. "I know it can be lonely when you live by yourself, but did you know there's a friend who wants to be with you all the time?" Mrs. Bennett frowned. "Who would that be?" Tessa spoke up, surprising herself. "It's Jesus." Mom nodded. "We visit and bring treats, but Jesus has done so much more for you. He died and rose again to save you from sin. Having him in your life will bring you great comfort and peace, even when you aren't around other people." Mrs. Bennett listened quietly, and Tessa noticed that she seemed to be thinking about it. "Do you have a Bible?" asked Mom. "Someplace. I haven't done anything with it in years," said Mrs. Bennett. "Why?" "If you find it, Tessa will show you a special verse," said Mom. Tessa looked surprised as Mrs. Bennett rose and shuffled to another room. "What verse?" she whispered. "John 3:16," Mom whispered back. "And here's a card you can give her that explains the way of salvation very simply." When Mrs. Bennett returned with the Bible, Tessa took it and found the verse. "Here, Mrs. Bennett," she said, "this verse tells you how much God loves you." Mrs. Bennett took the Bible and the card. "I'll read this after my nap," she said. Tessa was thoughtful on the way home. "I think you're right, Mom," she said. "Mrs. Bennett isn't hopeless at all. At least, not to Jesus." So how about you? Do you continue to pray for someone who seems hopeless to you? Do you keep sharing God's love with that person? Sometimes it may take months or even years before you see any results, but don't give up. Keep on being a friend to them, praying for them, and sharing the truth of God's word. He promises that it will accomplish his purpose. Our key verse today is found in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 11.
"My word will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it."
And our key thought today, don't give up on others. Do you like to listen to the Faith and Fun on Keys for Kids Radio? Now you can fill your whole house with Faith and Fun with Amazon Alexa. Just ask her to play Keys for Kids Radio and you'll tune in to the latest story or song made just for you. It's a safe place to learn more about God and to listen to the best Christian music. Just ask Alexa to play Keys for Kids Radio. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.